all, and that we regarded with amusement, but did not understand, like some strange creature at all. And afterwards, he also had gone through analysis.
Mm-hmm.
And this did not do too much for him, and he said that he thought the reason, for instance, it did not heal him, never healed him of his phobia of traveling.
Mm-hmm.
And he thinks that the reason for his psychoanalyst, who was a direct student of Freud, did not succeed with him was, he said, that Freud was not musical. And therefore did not, he never understood really the mainsprings.
I see.
And I really think, though, I mean, the psychoanalysis in itself is probably good for everybody, you know, and in, for Eric too, it probably helped in some way. But this man didn't do what he should have done, namely brought him to work. And he really lost valuable time, and all the money he earned, and it was very hard earned money, went to this man, which could have been spent in much more, you know, positive ways. So he remained desperately poor in other ways, which didn't help his self-confidence, you know, because he didn't even have a you know, suit that was halfway decent, or, you know, and all these kind of things are important for young people.
Oh, yes.
Or could, you know, pay when he took a girl out, really, you know, entertain her, or anything that gives confidence to young men. All this he didn't have, because all the men, money went to the psychoanalyst.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't bring him to work, to his creative thing. He didn't even, you know, it went by. I mean, they never talked about this.
Mm-hmm.
What he really should have done is encouraged him in his work, and that would have been much better.
Oh, yes.
Well, anyway, Eric, as I said, had matured out of this reason, and so had I. I was by now 24 years old, and I had just broken off with a boy that I had loved very, very much, and meant to marry, but he was the wrong one. And later on, I often thought how lucky I was broken up. And I was just in this period, you know, where after broken up and rather very sad, and I think Eric felt that in me. At one time, he even saw it, and we all tried this, sometimes this gift of Eric of writing little notes.
Yes.
And he didn't know who had written the note, you know, and he immediately said, this person is very sad, and so on. So one day, there was always company. My parents loved young people, and there was always company at our house. And the others had already gone out of the living room, and we stood in the doorway, still talking to each other. And up to this time, never had there been any kind of electricity or anything between us. And he, all of a sudden, he put his head forward and he kissed me. And this is the way it started. And then we wept together all the time, and that went for a year. And it was a very fruitful year. And he would bring me. But he was not really so much into the thing. And as time went on, you know, we both felt that it was the right, the real thing. And then I wanted to marry Eric, and he was quite willing. And so he went to my father at that time, and my father was a very wonderful person who loved me dearly, because I was his only daughter, and I could see no reason, because they, both my parents had liked Eric very much, and he was part of the circle and very welcome. But my father afterwards said, you know, I'm not rich enough for the luxury of having a composer as a son-in-law. He saw this, you know, from a very realistic point of view, and he was not wanting to deprive me or anything. Or thing. My mother, on the other hand, was a kind of possessive mother and very jealous. And the moment Eric appeared to to be, you know, serious, she began to just be awfully against him.